7F. Exercise 3, page 84.
You will hear 5 short extracts in which teenagers are talking about multicultural education. Choose from the list A to H, the feeling each speaker experienced at school. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
Some people seem surprised when others talk about multicultural education. For me, though, it's nothing new or unusual. That's because all my lessons have always been multicultural anyway. My school is in the centre of London and has people from various backgrounds. However, sharing lessons with people who are different from me has never bothered me. I can't understand people who are put off by it or feel uncomfortable. I think it's more fun and really educational. In fact, I've loved it from the first day. I'm really lucky to be able to have different friends and learn about everyone's customs and beliefs.
Speaker 2.
When I first went to my new school, I didn't know what to expect. It was in a new area, and the kids were very different from me. Actually, I have to admit that I was a little bit afraid when I stepped inside the classroom on my first day there. You see, I was the only black boy in the entire school. Soon, though, I realized that I needn't have worried about it. Sure, a lot of people were uncomfortable around me at first, but it was just because they hadn't seen a black person before. So, over time, I was delighted when everyone began to treat me normally, like any other kid. That's all I ever wanted.
Speaker 3.
Having multicultural classes is quite a new thing in my town. We're quite a small community in a little village, and people are uneasy about outsiders. So, the first day that migrant kids joined my school, a lot of people were anxious. Personally, I didn't have a problem. I've always watched a lot of documentaries about other countries and cultures, so I was actually more excited than afraid to meet these new students. The behavior of some people, though, was quite embarrassing. In fact, even though a lot of time has passed, some of my classmates still haven't changed their way of thinking, which is really depressing.
Speaker 4.
I remember first hearing about the Japanese exchange program at school. To be honest, my brother found it more exciting than I did because he loves Japanese culture. I mean, I guess I found it kind of cool that a kid from Tokyo would come to our school. But I wasn't over the moon about it. When Kentaro arrived, though, I was really impressed. In fact, I'd even say I was shocked because he was just like me. Okay, he was from another country, but he loved football too, so we had a lot in common. We even supported the same team, Tottenham Hotspur. Kentaro really opened my eyes, taught me a lot about his culture, and made me realize that kids are kids all over the world.
Speaker 5.
When I hear some adults talking negatively about multicultural schools, I just don't get it. I mean, why would anyone be against their kids sharing the classroom with children from other countries and cultures? Ideas like that are really concerning, and I don't get it. I just find it super weird. My best friend at school is Indian, and she's really awesome. The first day I met her, I had no idea what to expect, but she really blew me away. She was really, really funny. I don't think anyone has ever made me laugh so much. We hit it off right away, and I knew we'd be friends for life. She shares amazing Indian food with me at lunchtimes, and she's even taught me how to wear a sari, a traditional Indian dress. I'm proud that we have people like her at my school.